From the power grid to major corporations, no one anywhere in the world is immune to cyber attacks, and the problem is growing.
The internet is becoming more and more integrated into our lives every single day. And we as citizens and we as corporations and governments are becoming more interconnected and using the internet as part of that backbone of communication and collaboration. This means that there's increased attack surface for those who wish to be malicious.
More digital information on the web means greater financial gain for criminals. In the last year, there has been an increase in cases of ransomware.
It's becoming easier and easier, in part because the toolkits needed to break into many of these systems are becoming more readily accessible on the dark web.
Tracking down the criminals is not easy.
We do think that reporting cyber intrusions is underreported to law enforcement, whether it's the FBI, Secret Service, or another entity. I think it's a business decision, the concern about the publicity.
Most cyber attacks require multiple weaknesses or vulnerabilities of some form in order to be able to reach the final goal of the attacker. One of the greatest weaknesses of any corporate network is the human element.
So it's not a matter of if an attack will happen, but when. The FBI says building partnerships is critical so there can be a plan before an attack occurs. Another way to prepare is to rethink how systems on the web are designed.
Understand that individuals are going to get in, but make sure that the structure of the systems are designed to contain the damage that can occur.
So when one part of a system is compromised, the entire system is not affected and can still be operational. Elizabeth Lee, VOA News, Los Angeles.